This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
Bright
and this is my go-to spot
my
for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the post-Thanksgiving version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And happy to say that the Ducks have a big game tomorrow at home against Toronto, and we're wishing them well. Do appreciate you tuning in. And we are enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Happy to pick up our conversation with Las Vegas-based food journalist Al Mancini and talking about the very dynamic Las Vegas restaurant scene, some huge openings recently. And it's a pleasure to welcome Al back to the show. Al, thanks for hanging in there.
Oh, it was great hanging in there. I've got it just real quickly. It was great for me to hear you playing Elvis Viva Las Vegas while talking about the Ducks, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but every time we win a game in the Fortress, the Golden Knights play Viva Las Vegas as we walk out. So every time I watch the Knights beat the Ducks, I get to hear that song. So that was great for me, man.
Al, always happy to accommodate, and we're glad that you're a big hockey fan, because we know that is the case. Al, talking about major openings, Resorts World has more restaurants, I think, than you can count. They have a fancy name for their food court, but you'll let us know what that is, all the way up to fine dining. You recently did a very special brunch over at Resorts World. You hit three establishments for brunch. So you have to walk us through that one, because actually one of the restaurants that you partook of is a transplant from Beverly Hills in Los Angeles.
It is. And okay, so first of all, Resorts World, thank you so much for bringing it up. It's one of the five or six exciting things that I think are going to shock people when they come back to Las Vegas for the first time since pre-COVID. Resorts World is actually rolling out the second phase of its restaurant program right now, although some of the ones that I went to on that recent brunch tour were part of the first phase. You, of course, are alluding to the fantastic Wally's, which is a wine store in Beverly Hills, and they have just created one of the most beautiful restaurants in Resorts World. Great, my wife's favorite place for brunch. We've only been there twice, and she's already in love with it. I think I don't argue with my wife for many reasons, but mainly because she has great taste, and it is a fantastic restaurant. And they also have a great local chef, which I just found out, which is Eric Lullier, excuse me, who I've known, you know, for many, many years, who's interpreting the food there. And the food is fantastic. And of course, anybody who knows wine knows that you can get so many great wines there by the glass, even, you know, ranging from a $6 bottle all the way up to, a $6 glass or $8 glass all the way up to Romani Conti, which I don't know what they charge for because I can't afford it.
Yeah, Al, that's one of those things I wouldn't want to know. But, you know, our L.A. listeners know Wally's actually started in Westwood a number of years ago. And in terms of the financial backing that is behind them, they are very well backed. So I know the Las Vegas operation has to be a jewel box of a place. And I think probably best enjoyed when you are hosted.
Yes, well, it is one of those places where it's definitely nice when somebody else is footing the bill. But I will be honest, you can go in. I love the fact that they are available for brunch and for lunch, which always helps you to trim the price down a little bit. And you go in there for just a really beautiful charcuterie plate, and it's going to be done amazingly well. And then maybe you get, you know, one little appetizer. That's how you start your day. You get a couple glasses of really good wine. And then you go to the food court for a big, big filling lunch. And, you know, the food court, which is also known as Famous Foods, a great food hall, not inexpensive, let's be honest. Nothing on the strip is inexpensive, but it's a good way to fill up after you've tried to do a decent on-your-budget brunch at a place like Wally's.
Absolutely. Now, Viva is also a transplant from Los Angeles, Ray Garcia. Tell us about what you enjoyed there on your brunch crawl.
You know, Viva had the misfortune of being third on our list, and we had had just about everything on the menu at Wally's, and then everything on the menu over at Boohoo, which was done by a tremendous chef, Joe Elevato, formerly of Andrea's. So, we had had so much food, they only gave us a few dishes, but my wife and I had been into Viva 2 weeks earlier for a great dinner there. We really enjoyed their small plates. I think it's a great place to go in and just snack and have some of the fantastic tequilas and mezcals on the menu. And it has, if you look at the Food and Loathing, the Facebook page or the Instagram, one of the most beautiful patios in the world. And it's set back from the Las Vegas Strip. And Ray Garcia's team does a great job making it look just totally beautiful for sipping sangria and tequila and mezcal and overlooking like the Peppermill across the Strip. And, you know, it's set back far enough that you're not on top of the crazy action of the people walking by, but you get, you know, it's a nice, spacious outdoor view. And you don't have a lot of strip patios in this town. And Resorts World has 3 or 4 very, very good ones.
A good insider's tip, Al. Now, a female chef that you introduced me to a number of years ago when she was really running Mario Batali's restaurants at the Venetian, Nicole Brisson, I understand she has 2 outlets at Resorts. Give us some of the details there, because she's a chef I definitely want our listeners to be aware of.
Yeah, Nicole Brisson opened Brezza, which is a beautiful Italian restaurant with steakhouse components. Of course, she actually, I don't want to get into the business dealings, but because I don't know the details, but she has taken over that tremendous beef aging program that Mario Batali instituted for Carnivino. So she is now aging this beef on her own. So she does have great steaks within Brezza. She also has the amazing Italian food and the old rustic, centuries old recipes that Mario Batali, you know, shared with her during her years with him. It's a beautiful restaurant. It has another one of those patios I was just talking about right out on the Strip. And they do have a sister bar that is in the process of opening. It may have opened since I've been in Palm Springs. If not, it's going to be opening within the next few days. So right, the last I saw, she only had one of those 2 venues open, but the other was just on the verge. And then on the other side of Nicole, you have Carver Steak, right? A brand new steakhouse, which is opening December 30th. And so right down that end where she is, a lot more restaurants are opening up. A new caviar bar just opened down there as well. So that, I think, is going to be where the conventioners come down the escalator from the convention center, and they get hit by all the beautiful high-end restaurants right there in a row.
Al, it sounds like a must-see. Now, another transplanted Los Angeles chef who is making good in Las Vegas but not at Resorts World is Bruce Kallman, who we know from Union in Pasadena. Tell us what Bruce is up to.
You know, Bruce, there are 5 or 6 areas that have really been transformed during COVID, but none more so than the Arts District in downtown Las Vegas, which is separate from the Fremont Street District. You wouldn't walk from one to the other. You'd take an Uber. And Bruce has created a barbecue place called Soul Belly Barbecue that is quickly becoming one of the big restaurants down there. It's up there with Esther's Kitchen and Main Street Provisions, Taco Terry and Gary G's Wine Bar, Good Pie. Like those 5 or 6 places I mentioned, you can walk to all of them within 3 minutes of each other. They all offer something completely different. Bruce Kallman is doing barbecue. People that know him from reality TV or I guess from Los Angeles know him as an Italian chef, but he and Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters have a love of barbecuing together, and he's taking those recipes that he and Dave developed together, and he has Soul Belly Barbecue in the Arts District. There's a stage for live music. It has a Texas honky-tonk feel. You order from a counter. You take your number back to your communal table, and it just really has a good kind of fun, down-and-dirty vibe. The smoker's right out on Main Street. They're sandwiched between 2 breweries. 2 local breweries. So you can actually order from one of those breweries from his place, or you can order his barbecue from that brewery. So it's just part of what is making the Arts District. If you come to Las Vegas and you have more than 2 nights in Las Vegas, you need to make sure that you spend an entire night down exploring, or day or night exploring the Arts District.
Al, sounds like a good plan to me. Now, in one of your recent podcasts, everybody loves a good sandwich, and you profiled two sandwich places. We're not going to have time to get into all of them, but tell us a little bit about Goodwitch in downtown Las Vegas, because interestingly enough, the chef there actually came from Lowry's the Prime Rib. So you'd think he knows something about meat.
Yeah, he definitely knows something about meat, Chef Dave, and he's a great guy. He took over that restaurant. The Goodwitch is a Las Vegas institution because it was formed in the parking lot of a dive bar called Dino's, where a lot of our great chefs in Las Vegas spent some time in this little stand, this little weird cart that was in this parking lot of a dive bar where you went for drunken karaoke, and they developed their concepts there. So the original Goodwitch was developed there. It was moved over into downtown Las Vegas in the, you know, off of Charleston Street in the ground floor level of one of our big, you know, fancy loft buildings where rich people live. And it was recently sold to DTP, formerly the Downtown Project. That was the organization that, the late Tony Shea founded to renovate downtown Las Vegas. So it's been taken over by them. That's where they got Chef Dave from Lowry's. And it's just become a really... You know, it's become a Vegas institution, a place that you definitely want to go for a quick bite.
Again, definitely sounds promising, and you can tell that Chef Dave really has a passion for what he does. Al, tell our listeners a little bit more about how they find your weekly podcast, when it drops, and what's the best way to connect with that, and also the best website for you, because I understand there's a new blog, too.
Yeah, and well, we're trying to keep the blog updated. We have a lot going on right now. You know, foodandloathing.vegas. If you go to foodandloathing.vegas, it'll take you to where you can stream the podcast every week. But, you know, we are on every podcast server. If you just run a search for Food and Loathing Podcast, please subscribe. We drop new episodes usually every Friday. The Thanksgiving Stories episodes dropped on Thursday morning so people could listen to it while they made their meals or traveled. But every Friday we have a new one. I've got some fun things coming up. I'm sitting down for a one-on-one with Jose Andres in the next week. I really hope that'll make it into the podcast soon. I'm super excited.
Yes.
Also, yeah, right? That's great, right? How could he ask for more than that? And we have the new head chef from Gordon Ramsay Steak who won on Hell's Kitchen. I'm sitting down with him. I hope to get that on the podcast before the end of the year. We have some good things happening. We're loving Food and Loathing. And then I'm just going to put one other word, you know, phrase out there. I want people to keep their ears open for something called Neon Feast. It's a new kind of restaurant guide. It's going to be an app that you can hold in the palm of your hands or a mobile website. And it's me and my foodie friends giving you advice on where you should eat when you're in Las Vegas. That'll be launching in the first quarter of next year. Please just keep Neon Feast in the back of your mind, and please have me back on to talk about it when we're ready to launch.
Well, no, Al, absolutely. When that's ready to go, of course you're going to have an invitation, because I knew that there was something in the air. So it's good to tease our audience with that. Al, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, and we will catch up with you after the first of the year.
Thanks a lot, man. It's always great to talk to you. I hope to see you in Vegas soon.
That's a promise. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Yes, when we return, it is Chef Andrew Gruhl, my co-host. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.